今日读经创世纪三章一到六节，马太福音六章一到四节，腓立比书二章五到八节。耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。 Genesis chapter 3 verse 1-6. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord had made. He said to the womanDid God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman.For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for the food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it.
马太福音六章一到四节，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见，若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。所以你们施舍的时候，不可在你们面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人，在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你们施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 1-4. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know that your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees that,Who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
腓立比书二章五到八节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己为与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己谦卑，存心顺服，以至于死。且死在十字架上。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man,He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
这是神的话语。
Well, good morning.
大家早上好。
Thank you for your invitation. It's very nice to be able to join with you again this morning.
谢谢大家邀请我再次来到大家中间。
My name is Daniel King, and I work at Monash University.
我的名字叫Dan King, 我是在摩纳什大学的这个 Focus 这个机构工作。
I'm like a missionary at the university taking the gospel to students, and many of those are students from mainland China.
我们这个 Focus 呢，就是一个宣教的一个机构。我们主要是针对国际留学生，我们来向他们传福音。更多的呢，在这个组织里面是中国留学生。
That's where I first got to know Gordon, and I'm very thankful to be invited to be with you this morning.
也是在 Focus, 我和 Gordon 就是我们认识，然后他非常感谢我们教会邀请他来到我们中间来分享。
Recently, at the Focus group, we've been doing some talks and Bible studies on the idea of the seven deadly sins.
最近呢，我们在 Focus 的侍奉和大家准备了一个系列的一个讲道，就是关于这个我们圣经中讲到的七宗罪，七个 deadly sins, 七宗罪。
So I thought I would share the first of those talks with you this morning because it's relevant not just for university students, but for all of us.
所以今天呢，Dan来到我们中间，想为我们大家分享这第一个话题，就是关于这个骄傲，因为这个话题不仅是跟学生有关，其实和我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹的生活都息息相关。
Great. Well, I'm going to pray and then we will begin.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,Thank you so much that we can gather here together in this place as your people, as brothers and sisters in Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们向你献上感恩，因为你从众人中拣选了我们，让我们成为弟兄姊妹，来到这里来敬拜你。
Please help me to say things that are helpful and true from your word, and please help all of us to listen carefully.
主啊，我们求你的圣灵帮助我，让我能够忠实于你，能够说出你的真道，也让我们众弟兄姊妹预备一个心来领受。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Well, I think it's very interesting to see how the meaning of words can change over time.
我发现有的时候很有意思啊，当我们去注意到一些文字的意思，它随着时间在转变。
In English, we have a word naughty.
在英文中有一个单词叫 naughty, 它的字面翻译就是淘气。
In the beginning, the word naughty was actually a very strong word. If you said about someone else that they were naughty, it comes from naught, from zero. And what you were saying was that inside them there was nothing of value, nothing good, zero.
其实这个词语在刚开始的时候呢，它是一个非常严肃的词，它的分量很重。当我们说一个人 naughty 的时候呢，这个词来源于英文的一个意思，就是零，什么都没有。它就形容我们人的内心，我们里面什么都是空的，我们没有任何好的在我们里面，是空的。
Now the word has changed. It's actually quite a gentle word now. We might see a little boy doing something a little bit wrong, and we'll say, "Oh, you're such a naughty boy."
但我们现在用这个词就用的比较随意了，我们有的时候看到小朋友他比较淘气，只是做了一点点坏事，我们就会说他啊，你这个淘气的小孩，我们就用了这样的一个词语。
Well, in the same way, this idea of there being seven deadly sins has changed over time. They don't seem very serious to us anymore.
相似的，当我们去想到圣经中跟我们提到的七宗罪的时候，当代我们来说这七宗罪就没有那么的严肃了，好像就不是那么糟糕的事情了。
In fact, Magnum brought out a range of ice creams about the seven deadly sins some years ago.
其实我们可以看到这个很著名的这个和露雪雪糕，他们现在公司居然用七宗罪来给他们的这个产品进行分类。
So instead of these being serious sins that we need to avoid, they're a delicious ice cream that we can eat.
七宗罪不是成了我们需要尽量的小心去避免犯的罪，而反而成了我们一个可以去选择的冰淇淋的口味。
This idea of the seven deadly sins comes from the early church. Those early Christians identified what they called the seven deadly sins, and they are these on the screen.Pride, envy, greed, anger, gluttony, lust, and sloth.
我们早期的教会呢，给我们这个七宗罪下了一个定义。他们分别是骄傲、嫉妒、贪婪、烈怒、贪吃、情欲和懒惰。
Okay. And these seven deadly sins were never the worst possible sins. For example, murder does not appear on the list.
大家可以发现其实这七宗罪呢并不是说是最严重的罪，因为至少我们可以看到谋杀就没有在这里面。
Nor is this a Roman Catholic idea where there are two sorts of sins. The Catholics teach that there are venial sins, which are not too serious, and then there are mortal or deadly sins, which are so serious they can separate us from God.
而且大家知道在罗马天主教的教义里面呢他们曾经有一些教导把这个我们的罪分成两类简单的说就是大罪和小罪那么那些大罪呢就是比较严重的会导致你没有得救的那么那些小罪呢就是他们认为可能就是你还有希望还不至于让你跟上帝分离
Now, the early Christians thought that these were deadly sins because they would lead on to other sins later on
其实这种说法是不对的，弟兄姊妹，因为我们早期的基督徒之所以把他们定为七宗罪是 deadly sin， 因为这些罪呢，如果你经常的去犯，你没有在意，它会导致我们会犯更糟糕的罪，它就像一个路径一样的，会把我们引向更糟糕的深渊。
So the idea was to realize if you were struggling with one of these sins and deal with it then with God's help before things got worse and worse.
所以今天我们的主题就是我们希望大家来仔细的来反省我们生活中是否有这样的罪在缠绕着我们如果有我们在神的帮助下我们怎么样去处理它去面对它以防止我们走向一个更不可挽回的状态
Actually, I'm not going to call the series of talks the seven deadly sins because I don't want us to focus just on the sins.
实际上呢我并不想把这个系列的讲道把它定为七宗罪取这样一个名字因为我并不想把大家的注意力全部仅仅关注于罪本身
Instead, I'm going to call it from vice to virtue because we want to move away from the sin and towards godliness
其实呢我想把这样的一个系列把它称为从丑恶到良善因为这是我们所有人的目的我们想要我们远离我们的罪而我们去向着好的方向去努力在神的帮助下
A vice is more than just making a mistake one time A vice is more like a habit It's a sinful habit that characterizes our life
当我们说到这个词 vice 我们可以把它理解成是丑恶或者是罪性所以它不仅仅是我们平时想到的我们犯的某一种具体的罪一种行为它更多的是代表我们内心深处的一种犯罪的一种罪性是一种我们生命的特质
And similarly a virtue is not just doing the right thing one time a virtue is a pattern or a lifestyle of godliness
那么另外一个词 virtue 呢我们可以理解为它是一个良善所以它也不仅仅是我们去关注我们做的某一件好事或者某一个好的行为而是一个我们生命的一个本质里的一种特性
So we're going to think about how we can move from vice to virtue with God's help
所以我们来仔细的思考在神的帮助下我们怎么样的远离丑恶怎么样的趋于良善
And this morning we're going to think about how to say goodbye to the vice of prideAnd instead, put on the virtue of humility.
所以今天早晨呢，我们来关注这个两个相对应的概念。我们怎么样和骄傲说再见？我们怎么样努力的去走向谦虚、谦卑
？Okay, so first of all, let's think what is pride.
所以啊，我们先来考虑一下到底什么是骄傲。
There is a good type of pride. I've got three children, and if one of my boys comes home from school and shows me some work that he has done at school that was praised by his teacher, I might say to him, "Oh, you should feel proud of that. You worked really hard."
是不是所有的骄傲都不好呢其实也未必比如说我有三个孩子在学校里如果他们的学校的这个做的作业得到了老师的表扬那如果孩子让我知道我可能会带他们说哦你这个工作做得挺好的你应该感到为自己感到骄傲好样的
So we shouldn't confuse pride with just having a healthy self-esteem
所以我们呢不应该去混淆了一种真正的骄傲和本来就很健康的一种自尊自我认可
Pride is when we think too highly of ourselves
骄傲是我们把我们自己想得太高了，太过不切实际了。
I'm not sure about Chinese culture, but in the Australian culture, we do not like proud people.
不知道在中国的文化里怎么样，但至少在澳大利亚的文化中，其实我们是很不喜欢骄傲的人的。
We have a saying, the tall poppy syndrome.
我们有一个这种俗语啊，叫做很高大的罂粟综合症。罂粟就是那个提炼鸦片的那个罂粟植物。
So a poppy is the plant, and if one plant is growing taller than all the other plants, this is the tall poppy, and we don't like it. This is a picture of someone who thinks they are better than everyone else.
所以这个罂粟呢，它如果长得非常高大，它比其他的植物都高大，这个时候我们会觉得它不好，我们会觉得它把自己就是标榜的太了不起了。
And when we see this person, this tall poppy, Australians feel we must cut them down. We want them to realize that they are just the same as everybody else.
所以当我们澳洲人看到有这样的人出现在我们身边的时候，我们会很本能的觉得，哦，我们好像有必要去打压他一下，我们要消消他的气焰，让他知道其实他并没有那么了不起。
Of all the sins that exist, many Christians think that pride is the chief sin.
所以啊，我们常常会这样认为，其实这个骄傲是一个非常非常首要的，我们人犯罪中的主要的罪。
All these deadly sins lead on to more sins, but pride seems to be at the heart of it all.
我们这七宗罪呢，都会导致我们去走向更多的犯罪。但是在这其中，骄傲是这最关键的、最糟糕的。
We say that because pride seems to be there with the original sin right at the beginning.
我们之所以这样说，因为骄傲是从人的起初的原罪在创世之初就产生了。
So I'm sure you remember Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to read a few verses that are on the screen. Gordon's going to read the Chinese for us. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 8. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man that he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. And in the middle of the garden were the tree of life, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
创世纪第二章第八节这样说，耶和华神在东方的伊甸园立了一个伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
Verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
16节说，耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子，你们可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Now this tree was not just about knowing what good and evil were, no. This tree was actually about deciding what is good and what is evil.
所以我们所说的这个分别善恶的树，它不仅仅是让你知道什么是善，什么是恶，它的本质其实是你去决定什么是善，什么是恶。
This was a test. Would those first human beings trust God to decide what is good, what is evil? Or would they take that into their own hands and try to be like God, and they would decide what is good, what is evil?
所以其实神设立这个分别善恶树，更像是对人类的一个测试，去看看我们人类到底是相信神，把它当作神，由他的主权来决定什么是善，什么是恶，还是说我们人自己想尽量的自己尝试的把自己变成神，然后我们来掌控，我们来说的算什么是善，什么是恶。
Well, you know the story. It continues in Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. What did you say? Sorry, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
所以我们再看这个故事继续在发生，就是在创世纪三章一到六节，他这么说：耶和华神所造的物唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：神岂是真的说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说：园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园中那棵树上的果子，我神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说：你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
Verse 6, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and she ate it, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it.
所以女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
These original human beings were not happy to stay in the situation that God had created them in.
所以我们这些最早创世之初的人类，他们并不满足于神创造他们的样子和他们的位分，他们想要越过这个位分，自己成为神。
They wanted to be more than God had made them. They wanted to become like God himself.
对，他们想要拥有更多，他们甚至想自己变成神。
And this is pride. It's thinking too highly of ourselves.
这就是骄傲，这就是我们把自己想得太高了。
This affects all human beings. This same sin is still with us today, whether you are a religious person or not.
其实这样的一个骄傲影响着我们每一天，直到当代。不管我们是一个宗教的信徒，还是我们是一个普通人，它都会让我们自己在每一天的生活中受这个影响。
We all want to be the boss of our own lives and do things our own way. It's like we want to be the god of our lives.
比如在工作的职场上，在我们生活中，我们都想成为我们自己的老板，我们其实都想成为我们生命的主宰，而其实我们不是。
And that really is the heart of sin, wanting to be the god or the boss of our own life.
所以我们会说，罪的最根源就是我们自己想成为我们自己生命的主宰。
So that's back in the Garden of Eden. How do we see pride today in our lives?
刚才我们看了在伊甸园的时候这个骄傲的状态。那我们现在的社会中，我们看到我们人类是怎么样骄傲的呢？
Well, lots of ways. We might exaggerate a story so that we look better.
有很多种方式。比如说，我们有可能会故意的夸大一个故事，让我们自己看起来比我们更好。
Or we do something good, and then we make sure that everybody knows it.
或者我们做了一点好事，但是我们一定要确保每个人都知道我们所做的好事。
Or maybe we do something good and nobody notices, and then we feel really disappointed. Why is that?
或者是我们真的做了好事，但是当没有人注意到的时候，我们心里面会非常的失望。为什么呢？
We lie on our job applications.
我们在我们的工作申请的时候，有的时候会撒一些谎。
Or we feel proud about the silliest things, the nice handbag, the expensive car, the latest iPhone, or even the high score on our favorite computer game.
我们会在一些很无聊的事情上面会感到非常的骄傲，非常的满足。比如说我们有一个非常好的手包包，我们去一个很好的这个餐馆吃饭，或者甚至是在我们一个打一个游戏的时候取得了很高的分数，我们在这样的事情上感到很满足。
And now with social media, there's even more opportunities to try and look better than we really are.
当我们讲到社交网络的时候，比如说我们现在中国人用的微信，我们就更可以看到我们在这里面的骄傲是怎么样体现的。
Look how beautiful I am. Look at all the amazing places I go to on my holidays. Look at the incredible restaurants that my friends and I go to.
我们经常在微信上发出一些照片来让大家看我们有多漂亮，把我们拍得很美，我们去了那么了不起的餐馆，然后我们去旅游，我们一定要让大家看到我们出去拍的美美的美照，好像我们的生活很 beautiful， 很棒。
When I talk to the students at the university, I tell them that their generation is the generation of the selfie.
我在学校里遇到这些留学生的时候，我就跟他们说，你们这个时代，这个时代是一个自拍的年代。
What does it say about us when we're the generation of the selfie? You know, when I take my phone out and I turn the camera around to take a photo of myself, my phone selects something automatically called beauty mode.
就是我们经常拿开这个手机，至少我的手机有这个功能。我一打开来准备拍照的时候，它这个手机不需要问我意见，它自动调到一个美颜模式。
It removes my wrinkles, makes me look younger, and I don't even have to select it. My phone knows that I want to appear better than I really am.
这个美颜功能它把我的皱纹都给弄没了，也让我看起来更年轻。其实我根本都不需要去选这个功能，因为手机自己就知道我一定想要这样。
Perhaps worst of all, we take the credit for the things that we do in our lives without honoring God.Who was the one who gave us our life, our family, our brains, our money, our opportunities?
其实当我们思考骄傲的时候，最糟糕的一种情况就是我们把我们生活中所取得的所有的成就，我们都归功于我们自己。我们很轻易地忘记了，其实我们的生命、我们的智商、我们的身体健康、我们的工作机会、我们的金钱，全部都是神的赏赐。
We are focused on ourselves all the time.
我们总是聚焦在我们自己身上，总是。
There's a story that says that there was a very tall building, and the elevators, the lifts in this building were very, very slow, and everyone had to wait at the ground floor pressing the button because the lifts were so slow. They would complain to the management, and the management thought, "What can we do? It's very expensive to make the lifts go quicker."And then they had a great idea. On the ground floor, on the walls, they put mirrors. And then, while everyone was waiting for the lift, they would look at themselves in the mirror and check their hair and make sure they were looking nice. And all the complaints about the slow lifts stopped.
有意思啊、哦！我跟大家说一个故事，就是有一个很高的楼，那个楼里面只有两部很慢的电梯，所以这个楼里这么多人上上下下呢，他们必须得在那个一楼老是摁那个 button， 然后一直等，那个等了半天电梯才下来，所以他们就去投诉这个物业管理，说你们这电梯太慢了，必须改进。然后呢，这个电梯的 manager 就说：“哎呀，我们这个电梯要就让它变得很快，或者新加电梯太贵了，我们怎么办呢？”他们就想了一个 idea， 他们就在这个电梯一楼等电梯的这个位置装了一面镜子，所以所有的人。在那边等电梯的时候呢，就不再烦躁了，就在那边看看自己，照照，哎呀，我有多美！所以所有的 complaint， 所有的抱怨就都没了。
But Christians can be proud too. In fact, religious people may particularly struggle with pride.
但是我们基督徒同样也是会骄傲。其实呢，就是有信仰的人更容易在这个骄傲的里面感觉到挣扎。
We saw this in Matthew chapter 6 that was read to us.Jesus says, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy,Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
所以当我们看到马太福音六章是这样说，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒伪善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的。故意要得人的荣耀，我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
In that chapter, Jesus actually tells stories about three different people doing good things. They're giving money, or they're fasting, or they're praying.
在这整个章节中，其实主耶稣给我们谈到了三种情况。他们在捐献，他们进食，还有他们祷告。
Okay. These things should be virtues. But then Jesus tells us the motivation, what's really happening in their hearts. And that is turning the virtue into a vice.
其实这三件事情本来是很美善的，但是因为我们在内心深处的骄傲， 其实让我们这三件事情做着做着，它反而成了一项很可怕的罪。
These people are not really trying to help the poor or connect with God or be spiritual. What they really want is for people to think that they are helping the poor, connecting with God or being spiritual.
所以这些人他们在做这些善事的时候，并不是真正的想去帮助那些穷人，或者他们想和神连结。但是他们在做这些事情的时候，实际上一切都是为了让别人觉得他们非常的属灵，他们和神同在，他们非常的慷慨。
They want people to praise them and respect them and honor them.
他们希望人们去尊重他们，荣耀他们。
And as Christians, we can fall into this same trap. Do we want to be good, or is it easier just to look good?
所以作为一个基督徒，我们非常容易陷入这样的一个陷阱，也是我们牧师常常提到的。我们是希望成为一个好的生命，还是我们去做一些好的事情，看起来让我们觉得我们好？
And I need to confess, I struggle with pride even in my own ministry.
我在这里我自己也要忏悔，因为我在我侍奉的过程中也常常的骄傲。
All of us want to be liked, and I want to be liked as well. And that's natural and normal, but there are some weeks when I'm writing the talk to give to the university students, and I catch myself thinking,Would the students like that story? Would they laugh at it? Would they congratulate me afterwards? Instead of what I should be thinking, which is this what God is saying in His Word? Is this what the students need to hear?
我在我准备这些讲章的时候，特别是我在 focus 服侍这些学生的时候，我经常脑子里面会不自觉地跳出一些感觉，就是我会想，哎，我准备的这个内容，他们会不会觉得很有趣？我讲这个话，他们会不会听了以后会不会笑？当我讲完了以后，他们会不会到我面前来祝贺说啊，但你讲的真好？其实呢，更重要的，他觉得他往往忽略了一些本质的东西，就是。跟神祷告，我准备的这个内容是不是学生真的需要听的？我准备的这个内容是不是真的上帝希望通过我们这个服事的渠道去传递给这些学生的
？We all struggle with pride.
我们都被这个骄傲所缠绕。
Well, our second point is what we are really looking for, because behind all of these deadly sins, there's something that we're actually searching for that God can give us.
我们来看一看我们到底是在寻求什么。
I think with pride, what we really want is for people to like us, and there's nothing wrong with that.
当我们讲到骄傲的时候，其实它最初的这个动机，我们只是希望人们更喜欢我，其实这种感觉是很正常的。
What we really want is to be accepted and to be loved for who we are.
我们其实真正想要的就是被人们接受，而且这里面有个很关键的点，我们希望人们喜欢我们本质的样子，就是我们到底是什么样的人，我们希望被人真实的接受。
God has made us social creatures. We all need to be loved and accepted.
上帝把我们人类创造成是一个有社会有拥有关系的这么样一种被造物，所以我们都很需要和其他人连接，也需要被爱。
This is what we're looking for with pride.But it doesn't deliver. It doesn't work.
我们最初在骄傲里，我们其实期待的，内心深处期待的是这个。但是呢，因为骄傲的这个缠绊，其实很多时候往往事与愿违。
You see, we're so busy trying to pretend to be the best, so that people will like us. But one of two things happens.
你看我们这么忙碌的，这么辛苦的去把自己装得那么好，让别人来喜欢我们。但是呢。大家想一想，有两种情况，其中之一必然发生。
Either people see through us, they see our pride, and it's like the tall poppy syndrome. They don't like it, and they cut us down.
一种情况，其实我们怎么样掩饰，我们最终还是被人看穿了。他们看出了我们的骄傲，他们看出我们在演戏。所以呢，那个导致的结果，我们就像是枪打出头鸟，中国人说的，被人反而是被人打压，并不被人尊重。
Or maybe it does work, and they do like us, they are impressed. But the problem then is, they're not praising the real me. It's all a show. And so I still feel empty, because no one loves the real me.
另外一种情况，可能我们的这些假装出来的这个东西真的成功了，人们真的会觉得，哦，你好了不起，好羡慕你的生活。 但是实际上这个问题的本质是什么呢？那不是真的你。人们羡慕的和尊重的是你所装出来的，是你所展现出来的好的那一面。但是你内心深处，你会得到真正的满足吗？不会，你还会觉得很空，因为你知道那不是真正的你被人们所接受。
We all want to be loved and accepted by others, but these proud ways of making people like us don't work.
我们都希望能够被人爱，也被人接受，但是这种骄傲的方式，用这种方式去实现的话，是不会成功的。
So the way forward is humility.
所以在弟兄姐妹，我们前面的路是一条谦卑。
And this is the opposite of pride. Pride is thinking too highly of ourselves, but humility, well, it's not thinking less of ourselves, it's thinking of ourselves less.
大家可以对比，骄傲是把我们自己看得太高，太不切实际，但是谦卑，它不是说把我们自己看得太糟糕，实际上谦卑是让我们把自己考虑自己考虑得更少。
Okay, that's important to catch. Humility is not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less.
我再强调一下，谦卑并不是把我们自己想得很没用，而实际上是让我们尽量少的去关注我们自己。
God does not want us to think less of ourselves. He doesn't want us living our life thinking, I'm hopeless, I'm useless, I'm worthless.
其实神创造我们，他并不希望我们过多的就是低看自己，不让我们总是沉浸在一种思想中，我们觉得我们自己真的很没用，我们一无是处，我们无能，废物。
In fact, some people use social media in just that way to make people pay attention to them.
其实有些人反而是用了这种走极端的方式，去展现了另外一种骄傲。他们故意的在这个，比如说社交媒体啊，在微信上无病呻吟的说出，哎呀，我今天生病了，哎呀，怎么怎么难受了，软弱了，然后去吸引人们的注意。其实这个本质是他的骄傲在作祟。
So they might write something like, worst day ever, I'm such a failure. And then they're waiting for their friends to say, oh no, what's wrong? What happened? How can we help?
所以他们可能会故意在这样朋友圈里面写上，这是最糟糕的一次或者一天，我彻底的失败了。然后他们心里面就偷偷的在等待着别人过来关心他，哦，怎么啦？有什么我可以帮助你吗？这样他就成功的得到了别人的注意。
This way of thinking can just be another form of pride. It's still all about me.
对，所以这样的这种所谓的承认自己不行，其实在背后还是另外一种形式的骄傲，因为它的核心都是在自己。
Humility is not thinking less of ourselves. It's just thinking of ourselves less.
所以谦卑不是把我们看得太低，而是去少更少的关注我们自己。
It's taking the spotlight off me.And actually thinking and being interested in other people.
实际上谦卑是我们自己把这个聚光灯从我们的身上移开，然后我们把我们的心精力和思想更多的去关注其他的人，去关心其他的人。
Some people call it self-forgetfulness.
有的人把这称为自我遗忘。
And Jesus is the best model for us in this.
主耶稣是我们在这个方面最好的榜样。
Listen again to Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself.By becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
在腓立比书二章，这样写道：你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Adam and Eve wanted to be like God. They thought too highly of themselves.
亚当和夏娃他们就希望自己是神，他们不满足于被造的地步，他们把自己看得太高了。
Now see Jesus. He is God, but he does not use that for his own advantage.
但是我们看看主耶稣，他自己本身就是神，但他却不因为这个东西来把自己标榜的高于人，他反而过来服侍人。
Instead, he is happy to serve others. He serves people like you and me and puts us first.
他说他自己愿意去主动的去服侍人，他把我、你、我们大家放在比他自己更前的位置上。
And he serves us in the most amazing way, doesn't he?
这难道不是一个最神奇的一种方式吗？
He ends up dying on the cross to take away our sin, including our pride.
他在十字架上受难、受死，是为了带走我们的罪，包括我们的骄傲。
See, we want to be loved just the way we are. And this is exactly how God loves us.
我们大家其实内心深处都希望我们被人们接受的、被人们所爱的是那个真实的自我。那么在十字架上，这份爱就是那个真实的爱你，包括你好的、包括你不好的那一份纯粹的爱。
He sees our hearts, he sees our pride, but he loves us anyway, and he sends his son to bring us home.
所以主耶稣他看透我们，看穿我们的骄傲，但是在这个前提下他还爱我们，而且他还把自己的独生爱子 放到十字架上来为我们去死。
So the love that we've been looking for is right there. It's waiting for us when we come back to God. He loves us just the way we are.
所以我们真正期待的那份爱，那份真实的爱就在十字架上，他在那里等我们。当我们和神重新重归于好的时候，我们就得到了这份我们内心深处需要的爱。
So to finish, let's think practically, how can we move from pride to humility?
所以我们说了这么多，让我们一起来想一想，我们怎么样实际的在生活中，我们去操练自己，让我们能够远离骄傲。
The first step is, well, come to Jesus with all your sin, including your pride.
首先让我们一起带着我们的罪，特别是我们的骄傲，回到主耶稣的面前。
We dishonor God. Rather than treating him as God, we've run around in our own lives pretending that we are God.
我们自己曾经是这样的，我们并没有把神当作神来对待，但是我们会不自觉地把自己当作我们生命中的神，我们来掌控自己。
But this is not true. So come back to God. Repent of that sin.And put him first again.
但这不是真的。我们回到神的面前，我们把我们的罪、我们的骄傲带到神的面前，祈求他的原谅，然后我们把神放在首位，来把他当作神来对待。
It's wonderful to be a Christian, because this might be the first time that someone has looked at us, seen everything, the good and the bad, and still loved us.
其实作为一个基督徒，我们是很有福的，因为当我们真的跟随主的时候，我们领受到的这份爱是一个纯粹的，他爱我们的好，爱我们的不好，那个真实的我们在他的爱里面显得有价值。
And when we have God's love and acceptance, it actually means we don't have to run around trying to impress everybody else.
其实当我们有了神的这一份真实的不计条件的爱以后，我们就不需要再那么辛苦的在世界上忙碌的去假装自己，去展现自己好的那一面。
Second practical way to move from pride to humility is to give God the glory.
我们第二个做法，让我们自己从骄傲转向谦卑的过程中，我们是把荣耀归于神。
Everything that we have comes from God, so let's give honor to the one who really deserves it.
我们提醒自己，我们其实拥有的一切，刚才提到的那一刻气息，你获财的能力，你的健康，所有的机会都是从神来的，所以让我们把这一切的都归功于荣耀神。
Some years ago at the university there was a young lady student named Prima from Indonesia.
几年前在我们 Focus 有一个印度尼西亚来的留学生，她的名字叫 Prima。
When she finished her thesis, it was quite thick. It looked very impressive. And I asked if I could have a look at it. And I opened it up, and there on the first page was a list of thank yous. She thanked her parents, she thanked her friends, she thanked the university. But right at the top, she thanked God, first of all. Because she said, without God's help, she could never have finished her thesis.
所以当这位学生他在完成他的毕业论文的时候，非常非常厚的论文，看上去很了不起，所以邓就请他能不能给他看一下。当他看到这个封面的时候，因为我们在论文的封面会有一些感谢，感谢你获得的帮助，这位女生呢，她把上帝把神放在了这个感谢的第一位， 因为他觉得他宣告没有神的帮助，他没有办法完成这样的一个学习。
Now the university does not really respect God, but she made sure, number one, that she gave glory and thanks to God.
其实在大学里，现代的时代并不是很多人都会去敬重上帝，但是在这样的环境里，这位女生她还是把神放在了第一位，去宣告她把荣耀归给神。
Third way, we can move from pride to humility.
第三个办法，我们的做法，我们从我们的骄傲尽量的向谦卑努力。
If you know that you struggle with pride, then ask God for help and look to Jesus' example.
所以当我们真的很挣扎的时候，我们不知道该怎么办的时候，不要忘记我们寻求神的帮助，然后我们从主耶稣的身上学习，他是我们的榜样。
This week, pray to God daily, asking him to grow you in humility.
我们就从现在开始，从接下来这一周开始，我们每一天都祷告，我们向神说，请求神来帮助我们，来对付我们的骄傲，每一天都这么做。
And then take your eyes off yourself and instead focus on Jesus.
然后我们把我们的目光，我们的注意力从我们自己的身上强迫转移开，我们把这个目光聚焦在神的身上。
He didn't feel the need to win approval and from other people, instead he just focused on serving others and loving others.
其实主耶稣的榜样让我们看到，他并不需要，他的本质上不需要别人去对他进行认可，或者别人去夸扬他，他只是很本能的把他的全部的精力都放在服侍人，拯救生命。
And you can do the same. Take your attention off yourself, off what everyone else is thinking about you, off taking the perfect selfie,And instead, just love other people.
所以我们也可以向主耶稣学习，我们强迫我们自己的注意力，从我们怎么样想让得到人的荣耀，得到人的夸奖，从我们这个习惯了的自拍、发朋友圈、展现自己生活了不起的那一面，从这些事情上面移开，我们把它放在主耶稣的身上。
And here's our last way to move from pride to humility.
还有一个最后的办法，我们从我们的骄傲向谦卑去努力。
If you know that you struggle with seeking the praise of other people, then follow Jesus' suggestion. Do good deeds in secret.
如果弟兄姊妹，我们还真的是觉得我们总是想要得到别人的称赞，我们觉得非常难，那我们就按照主耶稣的建议去做这样一件事情，就是去做好的事，但是不要让人知道。
So maybe you do some volunteer work.Or maybe here at the church, you're part of the team that sets everything up or packs it down. Maybe you do the cleaning. Maybe you make a meal for somebody else. This is great.
所以我们其实有很多做法可以做。你不要让人知道，你就是去帮助别人。你在教会里面，去布置这个场地，在别人还没有看见的时候，或者是在人家已经走了之后，你去收拾这个场地，或者你为一个朋友去做一顿饭，这些都是一些其实很好的事情，我们可以去努力的去尝试。
And when you do those things, you don't need to tell anybody. You don't need to post about it on social media.
但是千万不要做这些事情的时候再去发一个朋友圈。
Gordon was telling me that you have a missionary here who's working in Pakistan. Perhaps you would like to give some money to them or to a charity that you know. Give that money and then tell no one.
我们的教会有和一些这个特别像 Cassie 姊妹 Cassie 牧师他们在国外的宣教，我们有这样的一些连接，有这样的一些机会，我们可以去奉献，但是不要让人知道。我们甚至可以去给一些慈善组织捐款，但是不要让人知道。
Live with an audience of one. God will see what you do. He will know. And you will feel better because pride won't be eating you up inside and making you feel empty.
其实我们的生活让我们记住，我们只有一位观众，就是主耶稣基督。主在看我们的所有的细节，所有的行动，看我们的心思意念。当我们真正的记住了我们的观众只有他的时候，我们的心里其实会释怀，因为我们再不会被这样的骄傲，被别人的看法所捆绑，在我们的心里面被这种东西都占据，然后我们自己反而感到空虚。
All right. Well, I hope those suggestions are helpful for you. I'm going to finish now in prayer.
我们希望今天的这些信息对大家有帮助，让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you tell us the truth in your word.
天父，我们感谢你，谢谢你告诉了我们真相。
We do have pride, and we are very sorry.
主啊，我们真的是太骄傲了，我们太自私了。
Please forgive us, and please help us to follow the example of your Son, Jesus Christ.
天父啊，求你原谅我们，求你帮助我们，能够更多的关注在我们的主耶稣基督身上。
Please fill us with your Holy Spirit, and instead of focusing on ourselves, help us to love and serve other people.
主啊，求你的圣灵帮助我们，让我们能够更多的去关心、去爱别人。
Please grow us in humility.
求你让我们在谦卑里能够慢慢的成长。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.